Hello, podcast friends. Greetings. It's Liz Berg here on WFMU with another podcast episode this week. Sorry, the podcast is late, by the way. I'm going to make it up to you next week with two podcasts instead of one. As an apology, this week we're going to hear a live set of music from our friend Polyps, the Polyps, a.k.a. Roth Spielman, who stopped by the WFMU studio a few weeks back to record a live set of music for my radio program, and just can't wait to share that with you. It's going to be a fun set. I discovered the Polyps on the Free Music Archive, and Roth runs the Eggy tape label, and a few of the tape releases are actually available for free download on the Free Music Archive, and that's kind of how I got into his music. He's playing a little bit of, he's gone in a little bit of a different direction from the hazy tape stuff, with his live performance sounding really cool and guitar-y. He's from Portland, Oregon, and again, you can check out his music on the Free Music Archive, and there's a forthcoming release that I think should be out very, very soon of his music on a subsidiary label of Woodsist. So he's going to tell you a little bit more about that in the interview after the set. Anyway, enjoy, and let's get into this live set by the Polyps right now.
Thank you.
polyps.
Yeah.
The polyps.
Yeah.
Roth, thanks for playing WFMU.
Yeah, no, it's really great.
That was a really nice set for the early morning crowd.
Right.
I gotta say, every morning when I do my 9 a.m. to noon Monday radio program, it's like a struggle. It's just because I'm not a morning person. And the only thing I want to listen to early in the morning is like kind of droney, spacey, or bloopy bleepy kind of ethereal music. And yeah, I feel like the polyps are the perfect thing for that, right?
Sure.
Now, you're visiting from Portland, but you used to live in Rhode Island.
Right. Well, I went to school in Rhode Island.
Okay. Providence.
Providence.
Part of the Providence crowd.
Right. But I've been back in Portland for a few years now. I'm from Portland.
You're on tour right now.
Right.
And you'll be playing some shows kind of all over the place, but sort of going south from New York City.
Right. Well, I started in Boston. Did Boston, Providence, and then, and now, yeah, from New York down all the way south is Athens, Georgia. I think the last show is in Philly, and it's on the 9th. So you can kind of estimate somewhere during that week will be somewhere between Brooklyn and Philly.
And who are you playing with on this tour?
Well, the whole tour is with some friends of mine, a band called Lame Drivers.
Who WFMU listeners may have heard about because our own Jason Siegel is in that band.
Right. And he's an old, he's an old buddy.
I played him a lot on the radio show. Right.
Old buddy of mine from Providence. But there's some fun shows. We're it's not technically Nashville. We're playing outside of Nashville. I can't remember the name of the place now. Murfreesboro or what is it? Do you know that city? I had never heard of it before. It's awful.
I have not been to that state. So.
It is. It's with RCV Moore, so that should be cool.
Nice.
That's a highlight.
Yeah, that'll be great. You put out music on cassette tapes, and you run this tape label called Eggy.
Right.
And the polyps kind of, you know, I must say I'm kind of in the anti-cassette tape crowd just because I grew up with them. They melted in my dashboard. They were eaten by the machine, and you got the little chipmunk sound out of them
when
that was happening. And so I have, you know, some bad associations with cassette tapes, but I feel like polyps music is kind of well suited to the cassette tape just because the hiss and the chirpiness kind of sounds better almost.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
way.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your take? I mean, sell me on the cassette tape.
I guess
that's what I'm trying to say.
I think it has less to do with the medium and more to do with the community that, for whatever arbitrary reason, has decided that the cassette tape was going to be the mode in which they're going to release music. And so that, for me, I mean, that was the appeal when I started the label, was that it meant being part of a community that I thought, like, a lot of really interesting music, for whatever reason, was coming out on cassette tape.
And do you think there's some sort of appeal to having to listen to something all the way through instead of skipping to the parts that you want to skip to?
Yeah, I think totally. Yeah. I mean, I really like that a cassette tape, and this is true also of records, is not, I mean, it's not attached to your laptop, which I think is like really a wonderful thing. I mean, just it's so easy to check your email while you listen to something. And then, you know, it's really questionable if you actually really listen to it. So it's kind of nice, like, to just, there's the physical divide.
Yeah, you have to focus on one thing versus, like, the 30 things are going on.
Yeah, I mean, you could easily just put a cassette tape on and then check your email, but there's a little bit of a divide. Or a lot of people still have them in their cars, and that's kind of a nice zone.
When I used to have a car, I mean, I lived off of cassettes, jeez.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole reason I had them.
Yeah. Yeah, so some people are really psyched to have a new tape because they've got this cassette tape player in their car. And, like, you know, they're like Creedence Clearwater Best Hits, Greatest Hits, which they've listened to already a million times, and that was the last tape they ever got. And so they're, like, real psyched to have something new in the car.
Yeah, and I think cars live a lot longer on the West Coast than they do on the East Coast. And so I always associate, like, old cars with tape decks, which, I mean, they don't make cars with tape decks anymore, and I'm not sure what the cutoff year was, but I'm guessing it's somewhere around, like, maybe 1994? What do you think?
I think you'd be surprised at how late they're putting cassette tapes tape players in cars.
Really?
I think it's like up until the late 90s.
Really?
I mean, we need a car expert.
I know. If a car expert can chime in right now, yeah. I would like to know how old your car is, and do you have a cassette player in it? Did it come with a cassette player? Anyway, so car listening is totally the way to go with cassettes. I mean, that used to be the only way to listen to, you know, pre-recorded music that you had control over that wasn't the radio in your car. So, but I feel like the West Coast has a lot more cars that are still alive with tape decks in them versus the East Coast, where, you know, the weather kind of kills cars a little bit earlier here mm-hmm. or maybe the bad driving. I don't know which. What other artists are you releasing music by on your Iggy tape label?
Well, I was really happy to see in the FMU station here that I put out a tape by an Australian band called Mad Nana. And that's a tape that I've been really pumped about and really excited to release that. And it seems like it's maybe getting some play around here, which is like, yeah, it's a cool tape. And then, yeah, there's some Portland stuff that I'm doing, which should, I mean, maybe I think FMU might be sympathetic to that kind of stuff too. Some just like nice pop music.
What drew you to the Free Music Archive, and why is a lot of Polyp's music on the Free Music Archive? Did Jason force you, or?
He didn't force me, but he sold it. He sold it on me pretty well.
And
I mean, it's great. It's really great.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. There's like some like little kinks in it, but it's really great. I mean, it's really nice that people listen. That you really get the sense that people listen to the stuff that you put up there, which is, I mean, the internet is pretty saturated, so that's not necessarily a given that you make something available and people listen to it.
Yeah, it's there's something to be said for the curated approach to music.
Yeah, totally.
Because, I mean, there's so much out there. Every band on earth has put, you know, at least one song up on the internet for the world to listen to, and having groups like WFMU and other radio stations and you know, arts organizations pulling together and deciding, like, we think these are the songs worth listening to and we want to share them with everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's a very special thing. So
yeah.
That's why I appreciate the Free Music Archive. And I always dive into it every week. I'm just overwhelmed with what I find there.
Yeah, totally.
So that's cool. So you're not just on the analog bent.
Right.
You're open to this digital world
right.
of ours. Let's see. Are there any new releases coming out? Like, should people...
Well, I've got a stack, I mean, a couple boxes of tapes in my room right now, which I didn't have time to put all the artwork together for. So those will be coming out when I get home. And that's a Portland batch. There's a really great band called Sad Horse that I think maybe some people know about because they did a 7-inch on Mississippi Records, which is really a really wonderful 7-inch if you ever get a chance to get it. And so that's a good one coming out. And some, yeah, just some like friend, this next batch is kind of a low key one. So just some friends, my friend Eric, who does a band called White Fang. I don't know if they've made it out east. I know they've done a couple tours. He does a tape label called Gnar Tapes, which is nice label.
And what are you listening to now?
Oh my gosh, so much stuff. Let's see.
Sorry, I hate when people ask me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's like
I
really.
I feel like I'm going to learn something.
I feel like
from
if I answer really honestly, it's really like pretty strange. I've been listening to High Were the Miracles, the Miracles' first record, like
okay.
crazy. I don't know why right now. That's. I mean, that reflects on anything. I just got a really cool Charles Dodge record. And it's like all weird voices. He's like he's a electronic music composer. So those two together, I mean, what a weird combo. I like Grass Widow.
Yeah.
I was thinking Grass Widow a lot.
They're good.
I don't know, it's all over the place. A band called Sunfoot.
Sunfoot, I have
yeah,
not heard of.
They're kind of a newer Portland, California band. Pretty wild, pretty cool stuff.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about and discuss while the radio audience is wrapped?
Oh, gosh.
And paying attention?
Yeah, no kidding. As much attention as they can be paying at, like, 9 a.m. on Monday morning. I don't know. I mean, it's awesome to play on FMU. Definitely an honor. Yeah.
We're happy to have you here from Portland. It's good you could stop by, and I wish you luck on your tour.
Yeah, thank you.
The states I have not been to yet.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself and have some good shows.
Yeah, thanks.
And where can people find your info online?
Well, the Free Music Archive is a good spot to go. I mean, I'm trying to make that sort of central. There's a Bandcamp. There's both. I'm not really good at the internet, but I think the Bandcamp maybe has tour dates.
Okay.
Oh, well, there's one thing. I mean, I've got a record coming out, which maybe is out by the time this airs, or maybe sometime in October, on a new New York label called Hello Sunshine, which is a sub-label of Woodsist. So that's the big new thing, which I should mention.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I'm psyched about it.
And did you just record it solo yourself?
Yeah, it's pretty different, actually, than the set that I just did. It's more audio collage than actual playing. There's some songs in there, but I feel like that, by the time that record was finished, I was sort of ready to take a break from that kind of obsessive collecting and arranging and compiling and wanted to just like play guitar again a little bit.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Well, we'll all look for it on the Hello Sunshine label. All right, cool. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
Rosh.
Thank you.
Great set by the Polyps.
Cool. Thank
again.
You.
Take care.